Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Preiris, Perikhes, Mishnah Zayin. So the Torah says you have to give 5 Sloim to the Kayin. Pasuk says, Chamesh Shekalim Shekel HaKadosh. Sela is the Aramaic word for the Shekel in the Torah. That's called the Shekel HaKadosh. Zog the Mishnah, Chamesh Sloim, the 5 Sloim that a person has to give to the Kayin to redeem his son, Shel Bein. How do we cheshm this out? We cheshm that out b'mana tsoiri, according to the mana in the Medina of Tsar. There were two types of medbeis in the times of the mission. There was kesef tsuri, which came out in the Medina of Tsar, and there was kesef medina. Kesef tsuri was pure silver. On the other hand, kesef medina had only 1 chelik of silver and 7 chalokim of copper. So the value of a sela tsuri, or for that matter, a dinner tsuri, was 8 times more than a sela or a dinner medina. The 5 sloyim of pidyon haben, how do we cheshm this? According to the mana in Tsur. The mana in Tsur was worth about 25 sloyim, each one being worth 4 dinarim. But 4 dinarim of pure silver. So Chamish Sloim Shel Ben, the 5 Sloim of Pinyin HaBen, goes B'mon HaTzoyri according to the Mon HaTzoyri. That's how we cheshbon it. Shloishim Shel Eved, the din is when a Shar Muyad kills an Eved Kanani, the Baal HaShar is mechuyev to pay a knas of 30 shkolim to the owner of the Eved. It has nothing to do with how much the Eved is actually worth, as well as V'chamishim Shel Oynes V'shel Mefata. Oynes is a person who forces a Nara Besula be with him against their will. The oines, the ma'anes, has to pay the father of the naira 50 shekeli kesef. Mefata is a person who didn't force but convinced a naira until she agreed. He really has a chiyuv to marry her and take care of her. If he doesn't, he has to pay the father a knas of 50 shekeli kesef. As well as umeya shel moitzi shemra. Moitzi shemra is a person who married a naira. Naira means, by the way, the first 6 months into the 13th year of her life. And he spread bad rumors about her. And he even brings Eide Sheka to testify for that. So the Baal is Chayav Malkus, and he has to pay a knas of 100 sloyim, also to the father. So Kulam, all of this, is B'Shekel HaKodesh B'mon HaTzari. You pay the Shekel HaKodesh, and the Cheshbon is according to a silver mona in Tzari. So basically what comes out of our Mishnah is when the Torah says kesev, it means kesev tzari, pure silver. But the Batanura says that's only when the Torah says a set amount, like the 5 sloim for pinyin haben or these other knasais. But stamaze, when the Torah says kesev without a set amount, doesn't have to be kesev tzari. There it just means money. When the chacham were mechayev different penalties, it goes according to kesev medina, which is 1/8 of kesev tzari, like we explained. Vayter zok the mishnah of a kulon nivdin, everything that's redeemed. Like the mitzvah of pinyon patach hamar, firstborn baby boy, or nichsei hegdish, the chasim that belongs to hegdish, they're redeemed b'kesef or b'shava kesef. You don't bedavka have to give money. You can give something which is worth that amount. Chutz min hashkolim. The one exception is the chiyuv of machzis hashekel that you have to give to the mikdash every single year during chodesh Adar to fulfill the mitzvah of machzis hashekel. That has to be money. It has to be a medbeya of kesev. It has to have a tsura on it, a stamp of an image. And you can't just bring a table or a chair instead, even though it's worth the same amount of money. Okay, so the 5 slime for pidyon haben is, according to the cheshbon of kesev tzari, which is pure kesev, as opposed to kesev medina, which is only 1/8 kesev. You said the value of the sela tzari. Sela and shekel is the same thing. The Aramaic word for the shekel in the Torah is sela. So kesef tzari is worth 8 times more. So if you want to figure out the 5 sloim of pidyon haben, it goes according to the mona in Medina Tsar. A mona is about 25 sloim. Each of these sloim is worth 4 dinarim. As well as other knasas in the Torah, the Mishnah gave us a list. The Bashar Amuyat kills an Eved Kanani. The Baal HaShar has to pay a knas of 30 shkalim. The Oynes and the Mefata have to pay 50. If he spreads bad rumors about his wife, who is a naira, he's chayav malchus, and he has to pay 100. All of this is b'shekel hakodesh b'mona tzoyri. We said in the Batanura, Whenever the Torah says kasev, means kasev tsari, but only when the Torah says kasev with a certain amount. Then we were told whenever you're redeeming something, like the baby boy for the mitzvah of pinyan aben, as well as nichsei hegdesh, you can either give money or the value of money. You can bring a pillow or a blanket if it's worth that amount. Except for the mitzvah of machzah shekel, that has the bedafka be with money.